Samsung locks in air products for mission-critical gas supply as advanced chip race intensifies. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemines AI Hyde and number 9,650, air products will construct multiple production facilities and a bulk specialty gas supply system for Samsung and hashtag X27's advanced semiconductor fab in Pyeongtaek, with operations launching in phases between 2028 and 2030. This represents air products and hashtag X27, largest semiconductor industry investment ever, making Pyeongtaek its single largest global site serving the electronics sector. Air products will supply nitrogen, oxygen, argon, and hydrogen to Samsung and hashtag X27's new fab, extending a partnership built over 50-plus years of operations in Korea and 40-plus years serving the global electronics industry. Air products is making its largest semiconductor industry investment ever in South Korea, marking a decisive shift in how industrial gas suppliers are positioning themselves as strategic infrastructure partners rather than commodity vendors. The Lehigh Valley-based industrial gas producer will construct multiple production facilities and a bulk specialty gas supply system for Samsung Electronics' new advanced semiconductor fabrication plant in Pyeongtaek, Gyeonggi Province, with operations scheduled to launch in phases between 2028 and 2030. The move transforms Pyeongtaek into Air Products' single largest global site serving the electronics sector, a geographic concentration that mirrors the semiconductor industry's own consolidation around a handful of strategic manufacturing hubs. The agreement encompasses nitrogen, oxygen, argon, and hydrogen supply to Samsung's new fab, extending a partnership that has already seen Air Products execute multiple expansion phases in Pyeongtaek. S.R. Kim, president of Air Products Korea, characterized the project as reinforcing the company's role as a leading global supplier to the semiconductor industry, emphasizing safety, reliability, efficiency, and service as competitive differentiators in an industry where uptime is measured in dollars per second. Financial terms were not disclosed, but the magnitude of the commitment is evident in the company's characterization of the investment as its largest semiconductor industry outlay to date. Air Products has operated in Korea for over 50 years and served the global electronics industry for more than 40 years, establishing a track record that proved decisive in Samsung's selection process. This matters because industrial gas supply is no longer a peripheral concern for semiconductor manufacturers. It is mission-critical infrastructure. As chip geometry shrink and process complexity increases, the purity, consistency, and reliability of process gases become yield determinants. Samsung is betting billions on advanced node production, and it needs a gas supplier that functions as a manufacturing partner, not a vendor. The semiconductor supply chain's hidden bottleneck. The announcement comes at a moment when the semiconductor industry is facing twin pressures, surging demand for advanced chips driven by artificial intelligence workloads and geopolitical imperatives to regionalize supply chains. Samsung's Pyeongtaek expansion is part of a broader pattern of capacity investment in South Korea, which alongside Taiwan has emerged as the gravitational center of global semiconductor manufacturing. Air Products' phased build-out from 2028 through 2030 aligns precisely with Samsung's own capital expenditure cycle. The company is not building speculative capacity. It is constructing facilities tailored to Samsung's production roadmap, with delivery schedules synchronized to fab commissioning milestones. This level of integration reflects a structural shift in supplier relationships. Industrial gas companies are moving upstream, embedding themselves in capital planning cycles and assuming more counterparty risk in exchange for long-term offtake agreements. The broader context includes parallel moves by competing suppliers. Air Liquide, Lind, and other major industrial gas producers have all announced capacity expansions in Asia over the past 24 months, positioning themselves for what the industry expects to be sustained double-digit growth in semiconductor gas demand through 2030. The competition is not just for market share but for strategic partnerships with the handful of chipmakers that control leading-edge production. Industrial AI and the next wave of process optimization. While Air Products' announcement focuses on traditional industrial gases, the broader trend in industrial manufacturing is toward AI-driven process optimization. IBM and Aramco announced in May 2026 their intended collaboration on industrial AI, agentic AI, automation, and material science applications in the industrial sector, combining IBM's enterprise technology platforms with Aramco's 90 years of operational data. Sami Al-Ajmi, Aramco's Senior Vice President of Digital and Information Technology, emphasized that industrial AI can enhance operational excellence and resilience in mission-critical environments. This parallel development signals where industrial gas supply is headed. The next generation of semiconductor fabs will not simply consume gases. They will dynamically optimize gas mix, flow rates, and purity specifications in real time based on process feedback. Industrial gas suppliers that can integrate advanced sensing, predictive maintenance, and AI-driven supply optimization will capture premium economics. Those that remain commodity suppliers will face margin compression. Air Products' emphasis on state-of-the-art production facilities suggests the company is positioning for this transition. The specifics were not disclosed, but the industry trajectory is clear. Industrial gas supply is becoming a data and software business as much as a chemical engineering one. The economics of embedded infrastructure, the financial structure of industrial gas supply agreements in the semiconductor industry typically involves the gas supplier funding, constructing, and operating on-site production facilities, with the customer committing to long-term offtake at contracted prices. This model transfers capital expenditure from the chipmaker to the supplier while locking in predictable revenue streams for the gas company. For Air Products, the economics hinge on capacity utilization, contract duration, and pricing escalation clauses. The company's willingness to designate this as its largest semiconductor investment ever implies confidence in Samsung's long-term production trajectory and the strategic value of the Pyeongtaek site. The phased rollout from 2028 to 2030 also allows Air Products to stage capital deployment, reducing upfront risk while maintaining optionality if Samsung's capacity plans shift. The competitive dynamic is instructive. Industrial gas suppliers compete not on price alone but on reliability, technical capability, and willingness to co-invest in customer infrastructure. The barriers to entry are high, capital intensity is significant, and switching costs for customers are prohibitive once facilities are integrated into fab operations. These are classic characteristics of attractive industrial infrastructure businesses. The risk is concentration. By making Pyeongtaek its largest global electronics site, Air Products is accepting meaningful counterparty and geographic risk. If Samsung's production plans shift, if geopolitical tensions disrupt South Korean supply chains, or if technological transitions reduce gas intensity per wafer, Air Products' returns will suffer. The company is betting that none of these scenarios materialize, or that the strategic value of the Samsung partnership offsets the concentration risk. The Plaquemines view Air Products is not just expanding capacity. It is making a structural bet on the geography and intensity of semiconductor manufacturing over the next decade. The decision to concentrate resources in Pyeongtaek reflects a view that South Korea, alongside Taiwan, will remain the center of gravity for leading-edge chip production despite US and European efforts to onshore capacity. This is the right bet. Advanced node semiconductor manufacturing exhibits extreme economies of scale and network effects. Samsung, TSMC, and a handful of other producers have built ecosystems of suppliers, engineers, and institutional knowledge that cannot be replicated quickly or cheaply. The US CHIPS Act and European CHIPS Act will drive meaningful capacity additions, but the bulk of cutting-edge production will remain in Asia for the foreseeable future. The second-order insight is that industrial gas supply is becoming a gating factor in semiconductor expansion. Chipmakers can raise capital, secure equipment, and recruit talent, but they cannot easily replicate the infrastructure required to deliver ultra-high-purity gases at fab scale. Industrial gas suppliers that establish embedded positions with leading chipmakers are building quasi-monopolistic positions in specific geographies. The parallel with industrial AI development is worth noting. Just as IBM and Aramco are exploring how AI can optimize complex industrial operations, semiconductor fabs are moving toward fully autonomous process control. The industrial gas supplier that can integrate predictive supply optimization, real-time purity monitoring, and AI-driven logistics will capture outsized value. Air Products' reference to state-of-the-art production facilities hints at this capability, but the company has not disclosed specifics. For institutional investors, the implications are clear. Industrial gas suppliers with deep semiconductor exposure are not commodity businesses. They are strategic infrastructure plays with pricing power, high switching costs, and secular tailwinds. The valuation premium for companies with embedded positions at leading fabs is justified. The risk is execution. Building multi-phase capacity on schedule, maintaining uptime above 99.9%, and managing the technical complexity of advanced gas delivery systems require operational excellence. Air Products has a 40-year track record in electronics, but scale increases complexity. The company's ability to deliver on this expansion will determine whether the investment generates premium returns or becomes a cautionary tale of overcommitment. The bottom line: follow the CapEx, find the choke points. Industrial gas supply is the hidden infrastructure layer beneath the semiconductor industry's growth narrative. Air Products' record investment in Pyeongtaek is not a bet on incremental demand. It is a recognition that process gases are becoming a strategic bottleneck, and the suppliers that control delivery to leading-edge fabs will capture disproportionate value. For private equity and institutional investors, the playbook is straightforward: Identify the infrastructure choke points in high-growth industrial sectors, find the suppliers with embedded positions and long-term contracts, and underwrite the operational risk. Industrial gas supply and semiconductors fits this framework precisely. The companies that execute well will generate infrastructure-like returns with industrial margins. The companies that stumble will face capital write-downs and margin pressure. Air Products has made its choice. The company is betting billions on Samsung, on South Korea, and on the persistence of Asia's semiconductor dominance. The phases roll out starting in 2028. By 2030, we will know if the bet paid off.